Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for doing what no man can do in our lives and situations. Thank you for your blessings that you have lavishly poured out upon us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your strength that have replaced our weaknesses. Thank you for answering our prayers and for comforting us. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for the battles you fought for us and won for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making us an example of righteousness in the earth. Thank you for making us a light that is drawing others out of darkness into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us breakthroughs in diverse ways. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your commitment to this ministry. Thank you for your covenant that is working in our lives. You have made a covenant with us in this ministry that whenever we call upon you in faith, you will always answer. And you have made this place a house of prayer where we get a lot of miracles. You have made this place a house of prayer where we get a lot of helps and interventions from your throne. Thank you for doing this. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer sessions we have had here on this platform in times past. We thank you for how you have changed our lives through those sessions. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, we are here again this night to seek your face and to pray, to call upon your name, to place our requests before your throne, to seek your helps and interventions, to seek for your voice, to seek for your direction, to seek for your touch. Oh Lord, meet with us in a powerful way this night, this midnight, in the name of Jesus. Meet with us with great power. Change our lives and situations. Change our lives and situations, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord, for we know you will do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, sorry, I have a little bit of maybe it's cold or some. Maybe it's flu or some inflammatory process. Yeah, so we're going to take some worship songs, and then after that we would be praying with prayer points. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Blessed be the day of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I have never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I've never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has raises from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's Lord, He's Lord. He's the Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost. Now and forevermore. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost. Now and forevermore. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. All the glory must be to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. For He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All glory must be to the Lord. But unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. All to the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have a Father. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have a Father. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Lift up your name. God will lift up your name. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted. Lord, our God, Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah, Hosanna, 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 Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is high. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, I will never ever stop my journey. Ah, feel I reach my home. Heaven is my home until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. I'll never ever, I will never ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Begin to worship and bless His name. Glorify Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Praise His holy name. King of glory, we worship You. Lord of hosts, we worship You. King of Israel. Lion of Judah. Most High God, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. We worship You, El Shaddai. We worship You, El Elyon. We worship You, Adonai. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We praise You, Lord. You are stronger than all, greater than all, higher than all, better than all. You are before all things. You created all things. You control all things. You judge all things. You redeem all things. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Lord. Mighty Deliverer, we praise You. We worship Your name. You are more than life to us, more than everything. Alpha and Omega, first and the last, beginning and the ending, we bless Your name. You have done great things, and we can't deny. And You will do greater things because of Your faithfulness. We praise You, Father. Hallelujah. We worship You for You are right in the midst of our lives. You are in the midst of our lives, controlling all situations. Saving us, healing us, delivering us, helping us, blessing us, meeting our needs. Thank You for all that You are doing in our lives. Thank You for all that You have done. Thank You for all that You are still going to do. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. Yeah, I want you to listen very carefully, because I might not, my voice might not be very loud. Yeah, because of the cold that I have. So pay attention to everything, especially every prayer point. So we're going to thank God for giving us Himself. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for giving me yourself. Say, thank you, Lord, for giving me yourself and all that is in you. Thank you, Father. The Bible says that we are heirs of the kingdom of God, heirs to the throne of God, and then we are joint heirs together with Jesus. And we do not deserve that position. Jesus took us there. So now we have the highest inheritance of all. That is, our inheritance is God Himself, the throne of God Himself, and all the depth that is in God. That is so wonderful and so beautiful. So you're going to thank God for that. Say, Father, thank you for giving me yourself and the fullness that is in you. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him like that. Say, thank you, Lord, for giving me yourself and the fullness in you. Thank you for giving me yourself and the fullness that is in you. Thank you for making yourself my inheritance. Thank you for making your throne my inheritance. Thank you, Lord, for making your power my inheritance, your glory, your strength, your grace, your dominion, my inheritance. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving me the fullness that is in you. Thank you, Lord, for giving me yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your presence and the grace that is working in my life, producing results in my life. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your presence and grace working in my life, producing results in my life. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank Him like that. Begin to thank Him. Thank Him. Say, Lord, thank you for your presence and grace that is producing results in my life. Thank you for your presence producing tangible results, visible results, undeniable results in my life. Thank you for your grace that is producing victories in my life, producing signs and wonders in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for my good. Say, thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for my good, including the things that happened in my past, and then the things happening in my present time. Thank you for making everything work together for my good. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank Him. Say, thank you, Lord. You said it in your word that all things work together for good for those that love you. Thank you because that word is happening in my life. All things are working together for my good. Thank you for making this happen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your kingdom as it is be revealed in my life with great power. You're going to say, Father, let your kingdom as it is be revealed in my life with great power. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your kingdom as it is be revealed in my life with great power, with great power, with great power, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let your kingdom as it is be revealed in my family, be revealed in my career, in my calling, in my ministry, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, with great power, reveal your kingdom in my life. Reveal your kingdom in my life. Reveal your kingdom in my life. You said in your word that your kingdom is within me. You said your kingdom is inside of me. Oh Lord, reveal your kingdom in my life with great power. You said in your word that your kingdom has come upon me. Oh Lord, reveal your kingdom in my life with great power, because I belong to your kingdom. Because I'm a citizen of your kingdom. Because I am a son in your kingdom. Reveal your kingdom in my life with great power. With great power. With great power. In the name of Jesus. Father, reveal your kingdom in my life with great power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. There is an initial revelation of God's kingdom. And then there is a final revelation of God's kingdom. Now, when I say revelation, I'm talking about manifestation. Yeah, I'm not talking about when God open your eyes or open your heart to see something new, to learn something new. Of course, that one is a revelation. But that is not the kind of revelation I'm talking about. I'm talking about visible manifestation. Yeah, like somebody just suddenly appear in your room from nowhere. And that's the kind of revelation I'm talking about. Manifestation of God's kingdom. Now, I said there's an initial revelation of God's kingdom. Or manifestation of God's kingdom. And then there's a final revelation or manifestation of God's kingdom. Yeah, so when Jesus came, he introduced the initial manifestation. He introduced the kingdom to us. And we saw from the scriptures how he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed by the devil. He was doing mighty miracles because God was with him. He was demonstrating the powers in the kingdom, the dominion in the kingdom, the authority in the kingdom. He was demonstrating it and everyone was saying it, including his disciples, who later became apostles. Now, that initial revelation is still here on earth with us. Now, there's a final one, and that is when all the governments of the whole world will be taken over by Jesus. Yeah, and there shall be no unbeliever or sinner ruling the nations. The whole governments of the world shall be taken over or conquered by Jesus physically. And Jesus and his saints shall rule the earth. Yeah, so that is the final revelation of God's kingdom. But now we have, maybe I should call it the first phase of the reign of God's kingdom. Yeah, and that dimension of God's kingdom, that dominion of God's kingdom, is right here with us. And you can walk in the kingdom authority and power and dominion right now. Right here. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes and understanding to see the manifestation of your kingdom that is already in the earth, the operations of your kingdom, the authority, the dominion of your kingdom that is already here in the earth. Open my eyes to see it. Open my understanding to know it. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, Father, open my eyes and understanding to see and know your kingdom that is already here. The manifestation of your kingdom that is already in the earth. The dominion of your kingdom, the presence, the operations of your kingdom that is already here in the earth. Open my eyes to see. Open my understanding to know. I believe you're praying. Open my eyes to see it. Open my understanding to know it. In the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to see it. Open my understanding to know it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, when I say there is a manifestation of God's kingdom that is already here, I'm saying that the kingdom of God has complete authority and dominion over a lot of things in the head as we speak. Yeah, that is, we have the authority to claim many things in the head as we speak. We have the authority to possess a lot of things. Even now, as we speak, we have the authority to change a lot of things. Even now, as we speak. And that authority is so sure. It's so sure, like the way you can throw things up. You know, the laws of gravity. The law of gravity says that when you throw something up, it comes down. Like you throw a stone up, it comes down. Yeah, so as sure as it is, I mean, as sure as throwing a stone up and it comes down, so also is the authority of the kingdom of God that has been given to us to use in the head at this time. Yeah, so if we understand these things, we will be able to make a lot of things happen. And we will stop being humiliated and oppressed by the enemy. Because we would possess our possessions. Yeah, we will possess our possessions. So there is so much that we can have even now through the dominion and authority and operations of God's kingdom in the earth. So you're going to pray. It will be a painful thing if after you reach heaven and then they show you a lot of things you could have achieved. And then they show you how much you could have achieved in the head because you have all it takes to achieve them, but you could not achieve them. It would be a very painful thing. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away from my eyes the veil of darkness that is stopping me from seeing how much power that is available to me in your kingdom. How much strength, how much authority, how much dominion that is available to me in your kingdom. Oh Lord, take away the veil from my eyes. Open your mouth and pray like that. Take away the veil. Take away the veil. The veil of darkness blocking my eyes, blocking the eyes of my heart from seeing how much power that is available unto me in your kingdom. Take away the veil. continue to pray. Say, Lord, take away the veil. Take away the veil. The veil of darkness blocking my eyes from seeing how much authority and power and strength that is available to me in your kingdom. To enjoy, to use, to demonstrate in the earth. Take away that veil. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. There are laws or principles that governs the kingdom of God. Now, if we can stay in those laws, we will see a lot of miracles. If we can stay in those laws. So, what I have discovered with Christians in this generation is that we are not following the rules by which the kingdom of heaven operates. And we are trying to get the kingdom release miracles and blessings into our lives, whereas we are not abiding by the rules through which the kingdom of heaven operates. So that is where our limitations are. Our limitations are in that fact that we don't want to follow the laws of the kingdom. The laws that govern how it operates. It's just the way a country has constitution and policies and yeah, and you have to follow those laws and regulations and rules and constitution to continue to benefit from that government. Yeah, the same thing applies to the kingdom of God. So there are rules. There are laws. If we can follow those laws, we will have access to all that is in the kingdom for us. All that we can enjoy in this life that we are living currently in the head. But many Christians don't want to follow those laws. For instance, there are laws of faith. There are laws about your faith, how you should have faith, how you should believe God, how you should walk with God in faith. There are laws about how you should trust God and not depend on man. Don't depend on man. Don't depend on any other thing, but depend on Him only. That is a law. Another law says don't doubt when you believe. It's a law, it's a rule. Another law says, cast out fear. Don't fear. So all of these things, they are rules by which the kingdom of heaven operates. Jesus told the disciples, he said, If you have a faith as small as a mustard seed, and you do not doubt in your heart, say you will command a mountain to move, and it will move. So those are the laws. If we can follow those laws, we will see the wonders and glories. And we will see the wonders and the glory of the kingdom of God right here on earth. If you can put aside your common senses, your human senses, and follow these rules, if you can put aside your own desires and follow these rules, it is certain that God will show himself mighty in your life. There's no doubt about that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I am ready and willing to follow the rules by which your kingdom operates in this earth. Help me, Father. Say, Father, I am ready and willing to follow the rules by which your kingdom operates in the earth. Help me. Help me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Say, I am willing to follow the laws, the rules, by which your kingdom operates on earth. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, so that I can witness the power of your kingdom, the glory of your kingdom. So that I can witness the wonders of the dominion and authority of your kingdom. Say, oh Lord, help me to follow the rules. Help me to follow the rules. Help me to follow the rules. The rules by which your government operates in the earth. Help me to abide by the rules. Even when it's not convenient to my flesh, help me to abide by the rules. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you study all the teachings of Jesus Christ, you will see that all of his teachings are showing these laws and rules by which his kingdom operates. In fact, he gave new laws that terminates the Old Testament laws. He said, in the Old Testament, you have been told to retaliate when somebody hits you in the eye. You also hit the person back in the eye. When somebody do this to you, you do the same thing, you retaliate. Yeah, and then Jesus said, this is the new law I am giving. Don't retaliate. In fact, if someone slap you, turn the second cheek to that person, to slap the second one. Yeah, so Jesus began to replace some of the Old Testament laws with new laws. Why? Because the kingdom has come in a powerful way. Yeah, and we need to follow these new laws of Jesus. In fact, he said that you have been told in the Old Testament that you should hate your enemies. But he said, I'm giving you a new law. He said, love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. He said, even pray for your enemies. Yeah, so these are the new laws that Jesus brought to us. So study all the teachings of Jesus. You will see that he keeps giving us the rules by which his kingdom operates and how we can always remain in the will of the Father. How we can always live lives that is pleasing in the sight of God. So you're going to pray. The question is, are you following these new laws that Jesus has given? He said, love one another. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. That's a new law, because there was a law that says, love your neighbor as yourself. That one was in the Old Testament. And then he said, I have another law to add to that one. Yeah, he said, love one another. And then he even went further to tell us that we should lay down our lives for others. Yeah, so these are new laws. And if you study those laws, you will realize that they don't gratify the flesh. Those laws that Jesus said we should follow, you cannot be in the flesh and follow them. You can't be full of yourself and follow them. It's not possible. So which means that the kingdom of God is established on selflessness. It is established on perfection. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live my life according to the standard of your kingdom. Say, Father, help me to live my life according to the laws of your kingdom, according to the standard of your kingdom. Help me to live in the same way the people in heaven live their lives. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to live my life according to the rules in your kingdom. Help me to pattern my attitudes and behaviors and character and lifestyle according to the rules that governs your kingdom. Help me to pattern my marriage, my career, my calling, my ministry. Help me to pattern my entire life to follow the rules that govern your kingdom. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, for some time, I used to be jealous of people that have a lot of testimonies of God's power in their lives. Yeah. I used to feel like these people must be very special people. Because every time they testify of God's power, every time they say God did this for them, God did that for them, and then sometimes they begin to speak of having encounters with God, encounters with God's angels, and at that time I was kind of jealous. I was like, these people must be special. I would be praying in my heart. I said, God, I wish I'm also special like these people. Yeah. But I never knew that there is nothing special about those people. Yeah. I never knew that there was nothing special about those people. Yeah, because later God now began to show me that you can even be better than these people. Because some of them, they only have those testimonies once in a while. They only experience God's power once in a while. And then God told me that, he said, you can be in a place where all of these testimonies will be happening to you every day. Yeah, that is, he was telling me that I can be in a place in him where all of these encounters and signs and wonders will be happening in my life every day. So it began to teach me how to live my life. And I began to follow his directions and teachings. And then my eyes opened and I saw that God is always with us as Christians. I saw that the power of God is always with us. The authority of God is always with us. We are the ones that don't know how to walk to always enjoy those benefits. So he showed me how to walk. He showed me how to live. And as I began to live according to those rules, he showed me how to think in my mind, what I should never think in my mind. He showed me a lot of things. And as I began to follow those instructions and guidance, I now saw that the kingdom of God is already here in the earth. And the power of God is already here. The greatness of God is already here. So the problem is not with God. I saw that the problem is with human beings, with mankind. Yeah. And that was how my life began to change. And not just my life, even my ministry. So you are going to pray. What I'm sharing with you is so real. Because I'm a living testimony of the fact that the kingdom of God is right here. The angels of God, they are right here. And they have never left. And they will always be here till the end of this world. Or maybe till the rapture. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to change the way I think and see things so that I can be transformed into the person that can enjoy the full benefits of your kingdom. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, Father, help me to change my perspective of life. I realize that many of us have a wrong perspective of life. And that is our problem. You think you need a lot of money. What if you don't even need any money at all? What if you just need to change your perspective of life? When your perspective of life changes, some of the things you think you need, you will realize that you don't actually need them. Or maybe I should say, you realize that they are not so important at the moment, that there are other things that are more important than them. Yeah. So many of us have wrong perspectives of life, wrong views of life. And that is why we are not seeing the wonders of God's kingdom. So you're going to say, Father, help me to change my perspective of life, my view of things, so that I can, so that your power can transform me into the person that will enjoy all the benefits in your kingdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says that be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. Some of you have been praying against witchcraft for many years. And up to now, witchcraft have not left your life. Maybe the problem is not about the prayer you have been praying, whether it's not strong enough. Maybe the problem is about your mind. Say, oh Lord, help me to change my perspective of life. Help me to change the way I think. Help me to change the way I see things so that your power can transform me into the person that will enjoy all the benefits in your kingdom. Help me to think correctly. There's a way you have to think. There's a way the people in the kingdom, there's a way they think. And you have to think the same way to enjoy the benefits in God's kingdom. There's a way you have to see people. There's a way you have to see things. There's a way you should see everything going on in this world. There's a way you should see yourself to enjoy the benefits in the kingdom of God. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me. Yeah, maybe the reason why you keep losing battles is not even because the battles are so strong. Maybe it's because of your mind. The way you think. Say, oh Lord, help me to change my perspective of life so that I can be transformed into the man, into the woman that will enjoy all the fullness of benefits in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I was sharing with a woman some time ago, not long, recently. Yeah, and I was telling her that your problem is not the battles in your life. Your problem is not the powers of darkness or the kingdoms of darkness fighting you. I told her that your problem is that you are magnifying the devil above your God. You are magnifying the devil, magnifying what the devil is doing above what your God is doing and what your God has done. And I said, that is why you can never conquer these battles. Yeah, I told her that you have to change your mind before you will win these battles. You have to see your God greater than the forces you're fighting. That is when you are going to see the greatness of God. Yeah, I have fought a lot of battles. Yeah, and I have fought battles that are very intense, very deadly. But one thing that always makes me victorious is the fact that I never magnify the enemy above my God. So even when it looks as if I am losing the battle, I still refuse to surrender. I still refuse to agree that the enemy is greater than my kingdom. That is the kingdom I belong. And that is how I always win those battles. So sometimes we need to talk on issues like this. And not just spend time praying and praying and giving you prayer points. Pray this, pray that. Sometimes we need to really look at what is wrong with our faith that is not making it to work and to produce results. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, created me a mind that exalts your kingdom above the kingdoms of darkness and the kingdoms of this world. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, put in me a mind that exalts your kingdom kingdom above all the kingdoms of darkness and the kingdoms and governments of this world. Put in me that mind. Create in me that mind. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Until you have that mind, you will either have failures or incomplete success. You will either have defeat or incomplete victories. Until you have this mind. Say, Lord Jesus, create in me a mind that always exalts your kingdom above the kingdoms of darkness, above all the kingdoms of this world. Create in me that mind. Create in me such heart. In the name of Jesus. Create in me such heart that exalts your kingdom above the kingdoms of this world, above the powers, the principalities, the dominions ruling this world, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Many of you don't really know how dangerous unbelief is in the realm of the spirit. I know some of you have read of the story of Caleb and Joshua. The story of Caleb and Joshua. How only them was preserved to enter into the promised land. An entire generation were destroyed in the wilderness because they failed to have this mind we have just prayed for. This mind we have just prayed for that God should create in us. Those people, they were of the same age with Joshua and Caleb, but they failed to have this mind that exalts God's kingdom above every other kingdoms and powers. Because of that, God made sure that none of them see the promised land. He made sure none of them had tied to the promised land. These people, they came and they were saying, we are not fit to go and fight those people and possess their lands. We are like grasshoppers before them. These countries, they are countries full of giants. Let us not even try to go and fight them. We will all be wasted. Because of that confession and mindset, they were destroyed by God in the wilderness. So unbelief and magnifying the enemy above God is a great thing that attracts terrible judgment. But I don't know why people don't preach about this. I don't know why many preachers don't talk about it. Yeah. And I believe that is why we are not seeing a lot of mighty move of God at this time. Because we are not being told how deadly unbelief is. And how evil it is to think less of your God, to think low of your God. You're going to pray. 여기 뜻이 Father. Set me apart from the multitudes of people who do not believe you, who do not trust in you. Set me apart from the multitudes of people who are full of unbelief and doubts. Include me among the generation of believers that are full of great faith. Count me among the generation of believers that can never see the enemy, that can never doubt God's power. Count me among such generation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Just as it were in the days of Caleb and Joshua, so it is in this generation. We have different set of Christians. I pray that you will be part of those ones whose faith is strong at this time. Believers who can never doubt. Believers who can never fear the enemy. I pray you will be part of such generation of believers in these last days. Say, oh Lord, count me among the believers whose faith can never fail, whose faith is strong. Lord, include me among that generation. Separate me from the generation of believers who are so full of doubts and fear and unbelief. Believers who downgrade your kingdom. Believers who despise your kingdom. Believers who think low of you, who think less of you, less of your power. Lord, separate me from such generation of believers. Include me among the generation of believers like Caleb and Joshua. Lord, include me among such generation. Make me a man that is so full of faith. Make me a man that magnifies your kingdom in the earth and not downgrade your kingdom. Make me a man that magnifies your power in the earth and not downgrade your power. Make me such a man. Make me such a woman. I believe you are praying like that. If you're a man, say, Lord, make me such a man. If you're a woman, say, Lord, make me such a woman that magnifies your righteousness, your standards, your power, your greatness in the earth, even in the midst of intense battles. Make me such a Christian. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. I started by saying that there is a manifestation, a visible presence of God's kingdom in the head that is to prepare us for the final manifestation of his kingdom. So you're going to pray. There is an assignment for you. from God. There's an assignment. You are here to fulfill the purposes of His kingdom, the desires of His kingdom. That is why we are here. So you need to start fulfilling that assignment. When Apostle Paul was called, he spoke to the Lord. He said, Lord, what would you have me to do? What would you have me do? What will you have me do? If we want to see the glory and power of the kingdom of God that is here on earth, we need to ask God that question. Lord, what will you have me do? It is as you get busy with the assignment of the kingdom that you will confirm that the power of the kingdom is here on earth. That is how you will confirm that the glory of the kingdom is here, that the riches and wealth of the kingdom is here. But if you are not busy with his assignment, there's no way you will know these things. So you are going to pray, you are going to say, Father, show me the assignment that I need to do for your kingdom with my life here on earth. There is no one that is useless in the kingdom of God. There is no lazy person in the kingdom of God. There is a work for you. You don't have to be a pastor or prophet or apostle, or you might. That might be your assignment, but there is work that is much more important even than being an apostle. Many people don't just, many people just don't know. There are very important tasks in the kingdom that is even greater than many things that people think are the more important things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me the assignment you want me to do for your kingdom here on earth. Show me the assignment. Show me the assignment. Open your mouth and pray like that. Show me the assignment. Some people will say, if God is here, if the kingdom of God is here, yeah, then let this thing appear now. That is foolishness. Do the assignment and see if the kingdom will not appear. When you are busy with the assignment, his kingdom will appear face to face to you here on earth. Say, oh Lord, show me. It might be many assignments. It might not just be one assignment. It might be many assignments. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. God gives you assignments based on how much capacity you have, how much capacity he has placed in you, how much grace and abilities and gifts he has placed in you. So, oh Lord, show me the assignment or the assignments you want me to do for your kingdom on earth. Show me the assignment and I will do it. And I will do it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. nothing. We are still praying. Even in the Old Testament, you're going to see a lot of physical demonstrations of God's power and greatness. You remember the story of the king of Judah and his people, and how they were faced with three kingdoms, three nations, mobilized all their military to fight just a small land called Judah. A small nation, a small country, and big nations gathered themselves together to fight Judah. But the king of Judah, he knows that there is a kingdom that can never be defeated. A kingdom that has never been defeated. So he mobilized the whole people of Judah to go into prayer. And as they were praying to God, they were saying, God, look at our situation. These people, they are ready to waste us. And then the Spirit of the Lord came upon somebody among them, and the person prophesied. He said, they should not fear that God will deal with their enemies, and they will see the end of their enemies. So the king, Jehoshaphat, said, people of Israel, cheer up. Believe the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophet, that is, believe the prophecy that came through the prayers we have prayed. So believe his prophet, and you shall prosper. And the people began to sing praises to God. Many of you are familiar with this story. They began to sing praises to God. And then God came down in such a way that God made the enemies to begin to fight themselves until they killed themselves. So that is one of the examples in the Bible of how the kingdom of God manifests on earth. Because people understood that God is in the midst of the earth. Those people understood that God is in the earth, watching, ruling, and they are wise enough to seek him to fight for them. So the question is, are you wise enough to talk to God when situations of life seems to be very hard and difficult? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, from this day onward, let your kingdom in my life to produce great victories every time I pray with faith in your greatness. You can say, Father, let your kingdom move in my life. to produce great victories. Every time I pray, every time I pray with faith in your greatness, open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. Say, Father, let your kingdom move in my life. Let your kingdom move through my life to produce great victories every time I pray. From this day onward, let your kingdom move in my life. Let your kingdom move through my life to produce great victories every time I pray with faith in your greatness. Let me see victory face to face. Let me see glory, your glory face to face. Let me see your power face to face. Every time I pray with faith in your greatness, let me see your dominion face to face. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some believers have been deceived to think that this manifestation of God's kingdom and power in the earth is only limited to a place. Some people will say, we only hear of those kind of miracles in Nigeria because Nigeria is Nigerian Christians are prayerful people. Yeah. So people will say we only see such things in Africa. It's a lie. It is not limited to a place. So people will say this kind of things only happen in a particular church. Yeah, it's only limited to some particular churches. Is a lie. The manifestation of the power of God's kingdom is not limited to a place. Some people will say, "I only feel His presence when I'm on the prayer session with Apostle." Yeah, so whenever I'm alone, I don't feel any power. Is a lie. It's not limited to a place. It's everywhere. The power of God's kingdom is right there in your room, in your house, in your country. It's everywhere. And how do I know? You know, there was a time that King Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem, conquered Israel, and he took slaves. He took the people as slaves into Babylon. Right there in Babylon, the faithful Jews, the faithful Israelites, just a small number of them, they saw the glory of God. Some very few people, I don't think they're up to 10. They stood their grounds. They stood for God's kingdom. And God, through those people like Daniel, people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a strange land, God, through those people, turned the entire system of Babylon upside down. Yeah, so this thing is not limited to any country or any place or any church or any platform. It's everywhere. If there are people who trust God enough to stand for God. If there are people who will dare to believe God, such people will see. It doesn't matter if it's only you that is standing for God's kingdom in your environment. Just you alone can reveal the greatness of God's kingdom right there. Just you alone. Or maybe it's just few of you. So you're going to pray. So I don't know what you have been doing that you cannot show everyone practically how great the kingdom you belong is. Even your family members, how much have you shown your family members of the greatness of God's kingdom that you belong? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to reveal the greatness of your kingdom in this space that I have found myself, in this community, in this environment, in this country. You can mention the name of where you live, mention the name of your country, or community. Say, Lord, empower me to reveal the greatness of your kingdom right here. Empower me, O Lord. Empower me, O Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You don't have to be a popular preacher to reveal the power and the greatness of God's kingdom. Nobody knew Daniel. Nobody knew Shadrach. They were not famous. They were not famous people before they entered Babylon. Yeah. So, oh Lord, empower me. Strengthen me to manifest the greatness of your kingdom in the environment I have found myself, beginning from the environment I have found myself, beginning from the family I have found myself, beginning from the community I have found myself. Empower me, O Lord. Empower me, O Lord. Philip was just an ordinary deacon, but he went to Samaria because of the passion he has for soul winning. And through his hand, God began to wrought mighty miracles. You don't have to have a special title. The kingdom of God is waiting for men and women through which mighty things will happen in the earth. Say, oh Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me. Empower me to reveal the greatness of your kingdom in this place I have found myself. In the environment I have found myself, in the country I have found myself, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points. Before we round off the session. You need to understand that the kingdom of God is established on sacrifices. Sacrifices. And will manifest on earth through sacrifices. We have Christians who don't want to lose anything. They want to see the glory and power of the kingdom of God, but they are not willing to pay the price for that to happen. Yeah, it's not possible. There must be sacrifices. You have to lose everything. You have to lose everything. You have to lay down your life. There must be sacrifices. You're going to pray. Going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I am willing to give up everything I must give up for your kingdom to be glorified in the earth through my life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I am willing to lay down everything I must lay down for your kingdom to manifest with great power in the earth. Help me, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Say, help me, Lord. The problem with Christians is this issue of sacrifice. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to pay the price for your kingdom to manifest in the earth with great glory and power. Help me to pay the price. Help me to lay down everything that I must lay down. You have to lay down everything. That is what I have discovered. Not some things, but everything. some things, but everything. You can't fast. You can't intercede. You can't pray for others. You can't pray for hours. You only pray when it's convenient, when it's comfortable for you. There's no way you can bring down the power of God. You must be able to sacrifice everything, all pleasures, all pleasures. Say, oh Lord, help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. Now, I said to see the fullness of the glory of God's kingdom in the earth. You must give up the fullness of everything that you are and have. Yeah. That is how to see the fullness of His glory and greatness in the earth. You must give up everything. Not the one that you say, I have given up everything. You just say it in your heart. I have given up everything. And then it only stays in your heart. This is not something that only stays in your heart. This is something you show. You show it. That you have indeed surrendered all to Jesus. Not that you just say it in your heart as I have. God sees my heart. God don't see that in your heart. Until you show it, that is when it's in your heart. Until you demonstrate it. Until you practice it. That is, you do things that really show that you have given God everything. Until you begin to do those things, heaven does not acknowledge that you have surrendered all. Even the angels don't acknowledge that you have surrendered all. So these things are not in the mouth. They are not in the heart. I mean, they are not in the mouth alone or in the heart alone. They are in demonstration. You show it. So you are going to pray. And the reason why some Christians are not showing this thing is because they still love their lives. So the kingdom of God is not for those that still love their lives. The Bible says that they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. How? The Bible says they loved not their lives till the death. That is, they do not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to demonstrate before all men, before the heaven and the earth, that I have surrendered all to you and your kingdom. Say, Lord, help me to demonstrate it. Help me to demonstrate it. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to show publicly, without fear, without shame. Help me to show it publicly. Say it publicly. Some people, they cannot even say it publicly that they have given all, they have laid down all to Jesus, all their lives. They can't even say it publicly. They can't show it. They can't demonstrate it. Say, oh Lord, help me to demonstrate it in my actions. Help me, Father, to show it in my actions, in my giving, that I have indeed laid down all to you. Help me to demonstrate it in my attitude, in my way of life, in my commitment to your work, in my dedication to your work. Help me to demonstrate it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make it easy for me to know you more that I have known you. You're going to say, Father, make it easy for me to know you more than I have known you. Open your mouth and pray like that. There is a grace that makes it easy to know the Lord very closely. Ask for that grace. Say, Lord, make it easy. Make it easy to know you more than I have known you. Make it easy for me to learn your ways, to learn your instructions, to learn your commandments, to learn your nature. Make it easy for me to learn your wisdom. Make it easy for me to learn the principles, the rules by which your kingdom operates. Lord, make it easy for me to learn your lifestyle. Make it easy for me to know you more than I have known you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray the last prayer point. You're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, give me grace. live holy and pure in your sight. Heaven celebrates believers who are holy and pure. Even the angels celebrate those believers because they are examples of how the kingdom of God is in the earth. You're going to say, Father, Father, give me grace to live holy and pure in your sight in every day of my life. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The church is losing holiness every day. Christians are falling short of God's standards every day. And the more that happens, the more the kingdom of darkness rules over us. How can we conquer darkness when we also practice darkness? How can we conquer darkness when we are guilty of the same unrighteousness and evil they do in darkness? How can we conquer darkness when we are so full of disobedience and we are so full of pollution and lust and pride? When we are so full of the same things that brought down the angels who are now demons and principalities, how can we conquer them if we are guilty of the same sin that brought them down from heaven? How can we conquer them if we are not pure? Of course we can't. Say, oh Lord, give me grace. To live holy and pure in your sight. In all the days of my life, give me grace. Give me grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here. I'm going to be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for being so merciful. Thank you for being so kind and compassionate toward us. Thank you for reminding us again that your kingdom is here. And that your kingdom is not weak. And that your kingdom is not a failure. Thank you for showing us that we can walk in the dominion and power and authority and victory of your kingdom here on earth. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I thank you for showing us how to do these things. I ask, O Lord, that you make this journey easy for as many that are here and as many that have prayed together with me on this platform. Lord, make this journey of manifesting the dominion and authority and power of your kingdom on earth, this journey of experiencing the fullness of your kingdom on earth. Lord, make this journey easy for everyone. In the name of Jesus, I pray that when God tests your love for him, I pray that you will not fail. In the name of Jesus, whatever God is waiting for you to give up, for you to lay down for him, I pray that you receive grace to do it now. In the name of Jesus, every attitude, every habit, every character, every lifestyle that is making the power of God unable to work in your life, unable to help you, unable to transform you, I pray that those things die right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that from this day onward, everything you lay your hands upon shall prosper. The victory you have been looking for a very long time, I decree that victory appear now in your life and situations. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall be a great ambassador of God's kingdom in the earth. In the name of Jesus, through your life, everyone shall know that God is real and powerful. Through your life, through your calling and ministry and destiny, the whole world shall know that God is mighty and faithful and powerful and great. In the name of Jesus, thank you for that phone. I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.